there's been instability politically over the last couple of months and over the years as well. It's the voting public that have spoken here. They wanted to see a more stable parliament as well as government, and they've made changes in parliament for, you know, to their representation. People are just tired of his political games being played.
Have you been able to maintain that support?
Yes, they're still very strong, you know, behind me.
What's the priorities for you then?
What we want to achieve is to continue to improve the quality of life of our people and the services that are provided to them improved, and to see them participate as well in the economy and bringing up this nation. It's not easy, but I'm confident, and I'm you know, I believe that you know, with our working together closely with the community and the people, our new MPs are very close to the community, the people that put them up, and you know, I'm sure that you know, there'll be great partnership within these 3 years.
You're mining, I understand, the secondary phosphate reserves. There, I think, will have a finite life. They're not going to last forever. What other things are you looking to drive that economy?
Well, we are fully aware of that, that the phosphate mining is not going to be there all the time. It's quickly running out now. But we're looking at more sustainable income, like from fisheries. As you know, Nauru is in a very, very good spot with regards to the fishing grounds. We realize that fisheries might be one of our main you know, income earner, and we will continue to depend on it even when the phosphate runs out.
One thing that is providing an income for many on Nauru is the reopening of the asylum seekers processing centre there by the Australian government. It remains a contentious issue in Australia. My understanding is that it's pretty widely supported in Nauru, having it there. Can you see that continuing? Would you like to see that expanded as a form of income for Nauru?
Most definitely. You know, we've always welcomed the processing centre to be on Nauru. We welcomed the first time they came, and just the second time, again, we're still very happy. We would like to see the camp continue. Of course, there are benefits to be had from the activities of the camp, and you know, I cannot say how delighted we are to have a camp here.
Are you happy with the level of information and consultation you get about conditions, issues, and that being raised in the centre?
We must remember that the camp just started recently, and you know, things are starting to form and take shape. You know, like the accommodation. You know, there's a lot of criticism about asylum seekers sleeping out in tents and things like that. But I can see that they're quickly being addressed, that the issue of comfortable and livable conditions are improving. The accommodation are being addressed. They're well looked after. In my view, they're much better looked after than our own people here.
Have you been in and had a look at the camp?
Not yet. I've had some briefing already. Possibly within the next 2 weeks, we might venture up to the top side where the camp is located and have a look around there.
There's many who get the message that when they ask, and these are people in the media and others, that they'd like to get access they ask the Australian Department of Immigration. They're told that it's Nauru's government that runs it and they're in charge. And when they sometimes approach people in government in Nauru, they've been told, no, you, Australia's the ones that are in charge. Where does this stand as far as you are concerned?
Yes, well, the camp is, we're supposed to be running the camp with Australia's major involvement in it. But, with regards to access to the camp, we're open for people to have a look, but we need to be certain that it's for good reasons and to assist and improve the system. Or usually we get negative publicity after people come here, and some of the things that are written up and in the media, some of them aren't fully correct. So we have to be careful. We some of these people that are finding up at our doorsteps, we don't know much about. So we're not preventing people. We would like to have a clean name in running this camp, and one way of doing that is being transparent and for others to appreciate what is happening up there. No, we'll be having a look at this, as I said, over the next two weeks or even a month, and put in a policy where access can be a lot more easier. And certainly we'll be talking to the Australian government with regards to this.